I'm going to speak just as if you're in front of me. But I will start by saying it's been almost a year since I last preached to you at the letter to Ephesians.
几乎将近一年了，距离我上次和大家一起来分享以弗所书。
It seems like many years almost that I've grieved a bit over the separation and the disconnecting caused by the virus.
由于这次疫情的关系呢，让我们没有办法直接的面对面的来分享这样子的分离呢，让我觉得这个时间好像又更久了。
I had finished chapter 5 of Ephesians and planned to finish chapter 6, of course, but I had no idea how much more relevant these verses would become.
我之前呢，我已经分享了前面的这个五章呢，那也计划呢，要来这个讲完这个第六章，但是呢，由于疫情的这个分隔呢，我不晓得当时的这个讲题呢，和现在还有多少能够连得上呢。Many
times over the year 2020, I've had these verses on my mind, and they have been a good reminder to me as I see and hear people, even in a family, treating each other as enemies.
在这个2020年呢，我一直都想和大家一起来分享这些经文呢，甚至当我看到现在这个时代呢，不仅仅我看到，我也听到人和人之间。 甚至在家人之间呢，我们都彼此有这个仇视。I
look back in the Old Testament, and I see times when armies were gathered in a battle, and they were confused about who they were fighting against, and they started fighting against each other.
当我回顾旧约的时候呢，我看到了一些例子呢，就是在军队里面呢，彼此之间呢，有了因为有了不同的这个想法呢，而彼此来成为这个敌人。So
I think we can say in battles there are two very important ideas.
我想呢。 在一个战场里头呢，有两个非常重要的观念，我们要搞清楚。Those
are to know you're in a battle, and then to know who the battle is against.
我们首先要知道呢，我们是在这个战场里头，那然后呢，我们要知道我们战争的这个对象呢，是谁。
Before we look at the 11 verses that I have chosen for today, we need to consider the previous chapters of Ephesians 1 through 5.
在我进入今天要和大家分享的这个以弗所第六章11这个章节里头呢，那我想先和大家来分享一下前面我所讲过的以弗所书1到5章的一些。Those
previous chapters showed us the amazing grace of God in bringing those who were lost like us to receive new life, eternal life.
前面的几章呢，告诉我们的从神而来的这些奇异的恩典呢，能让我们这些原本失丧的人呢，能够重新得到了这个新生命，也就是永恒。Remember
in chapter 2, it was clear that this came all from God to those who were lost like us and wanted to receive this new life. There was nothing of us involved.
记得在第二章呢，很清楚的说到呢，我们的这个得救呢，不是和我们一丁点的这个努力都没有的关系。 完全是从神而来的这个恩典。We're
saved by grace and not of ourselves.
我们拯救呢是靠着恩典,
而不是我们自己有任何的功劳。
In other chapters, Paul went through godly relationships in an immediate family, with father, mother, children, as well as church family relationships.
在之前有一章呢，保罗和我们讲述到，我们和我们亲人、家人之间的，和我们的父亲、父母亲、孩子之间，还有我们教会里头，的这个，家庭的这个关系。
So Paul ends his letter to the Ephesians by showing that in all situations we're called to live in a way that indicates which kingdom do we live in? Who really controls this kingdom?
保罗在以弗所呢，用第六章呢，用要告诉我们呢，我们要面对的这个现实生活呢，在这个现实生活这个国度里头呢，上帝仍然是那位直接的这个掌管者来做结束。
So only after taking us through those kingdom matters does Paul say a final word.
Number 13. 只有在我们和保就正如保罗所最后所说的这些话呢，我们来走过这个国度之后呢，我们才会知道保罗所说的最后的这些话是什么意思。
So let's start there with the final summary of what really is important in God's kingdom.
因为这些最后的这些结论呢，对我们的这个国度，上帝的这个国度呢，是非常非常重要的。
And that is for followers of Jesus to know what we're fighting against in this worldly kingdom and how to take a stand against the enemy of our souls.
在这里我们了解到耶稣基督呢，要我们知道我们和这个属血气的这个世界来征战，而且呢，我们的敌人呢，是这些属灵的这个敌人。
Someone has said that life as a Christian can be a little bittersweet.
有人这么说呢，基督徒的这个生活呢，经常被描写成是苦与乐的结合。
It has moments that we cherish and embrace, but it also has bitter moments that bring us to tears and hurt with some pain.
我们有欢乐的这个时光呢，要我们去值得我们去珍惜与拥抱的，然而呢，我们也同时也有沉痛的这个时光呢，让我们伤心的流泪，受被伤害，甚至非常痛苦的。
So we need to let this section of Ephesians answer three questions. Number one, is there a battle in this life for us? And if so, who are we fighting against?
所以今天呢，和大家一起来分享的我们有三个这个问题要去等待着我们去回答。第一个，也就是我们今生会有这个战争，然而呢，我们的敌人是谁呢？
Secondly, what has God provided us with to make a firm stand in this battle?
第二个呢，我们要去回答的是上帝呢给我们什么样的这个武器呢，让我们能够站立得稳呢？
And lastly, what is the point of this battle, and what do we want to come out of it for good?
第三个我们要去回答的是，这场战争的目的是为什么？我们从当中我们可以学习到什么益处呢？
So let's pray, and then we'll read Ephesians 6:10-20.
所以当我们低头做个祷告，然后我们会来念这段神的话语。
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you've blessed us with. And I just pray that as we go through these verses in the letter to the Ephesians, that we realize what we have already, You've given us everything we need, and I just pray that we will hold that dear every day. And then we'll see in these verses how to stand firm in your grace and your mercy against anything that could be against us in this world. We give you thanks for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 6, verse 10, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in this time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me, too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, for the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still, presenting this message as God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep on spreading boldly for Him the good news as I should.
我还有末了的话, 你们要靠着主, 依赖祂的大能大力, 做刚强的人, 要穿戴神所赐的全副军装, 就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计, 因我们并不是与属血气的征战, 乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的时候抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。所以要站稳的，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。 又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上，此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求。 使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
So let's start with this first question. Is there a battle in this life for us? And if so, who are we fighting against?
让我们开始第一个要回答的问题。 我们的生活是在一个战场里面吗? 那我们的敌人又是谁呢?
These verses 10 through 12 answer that question clearly. Yes, there is a battle, and they go on to tell us who the battle is against.
在第十到十二节这边很清楚地回答了这个问题。是的，我们现在是在一个属灵的征战里头，而且这个征战呢， 也这两节也告诉我们，要我们的这个敌人是谁。
Let me make a point clear in the beginning. We commonly call a battle spiritual warfare, but the actual spiritual war has already been won for us by Jesus.
在这之前呢，让我先把一件事情先说明白。我们通常所谓的这个属灵的战争呢， 我们不要忘记这场属灵的战争，主耶稣已为我们打胜了。
Still, while we're passing through this worldly kingdom, we have lingering battles because our enemy, though defeated, hasn't surrendered.
虽然我们是在这场属灵征战的这个过程当中，但是仍然有些残余的这个战争呢是因为这个魔鬼呢他们还在残喘当中，还没有投降。
We mustn't think, even if we've been a Christian for a long time, that we don't have daily battles that we must take a firm stand on, or that we don't need God's power to take that stand.
甚至我们这个所谓的老基督徒呢，我们也不要认为我们每日没有战争，我们仍然要靠着上帝的能力呢我们才能站稳每天的这个战争的。
Notice this section starts with "Be strong with the Lord and His mighty power." It doesn't say it's our mighty power.
请注意呢，我们看这个保罗所说的呢，一开始是讲我们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。这表明了我们不是靠着我们的力量来打这个战争。
Paul has shown us so many blessings for life that God has given the believer, and as he ends this letter, he doesn't want us to become too self-confident.
保罗之前已经告诉我们，上帝给了我们很多的这个祝福呢，但是我们成了这个上帝的这个追随者呢，我们不要就以此看清的这些的祝福。
So he tells us here to take heed, as he did in 1 Corinthians 10:12. If you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall.
所以呢，保罗在这里要我们特别的这个重视，就像在哥林多前书第十章第十二节这边讲到说呢，所以你们自以为站得稳的，必须要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So what are these strategies of the devil that we need to stand against?
所以我们有什么这个恶魔的这些策略呢？所以哪些是恶魔的策略？他要让我们在这场战争里面来站不稳呢？
The first one is that Satan does not show you his true self, as we're told in 2 Corinthians 11:14. But I'm not surprised, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
So, 第一个呢，撒旦他自己呢，从不以真实的这个面貌出现在我们面前，就像哥林多后书第十一章第十一节、第十四节这边讲到说，这也并不足以为怪，是因为撒旦也会装作光明的天使。
Another strategy is to have false teachers that teach there is no Satan, there are no demons.
所以撒旦他们的另外一个诡计呢，就是在这个教导里头呢，告诉我们，嘿，这个世界上没有撒旦，也没有恶魔这回事的。
When in reality, Satan is described as the ruler of this world in John 16:11, and the god of this world in 2 Corinthians 4:4.
但事实上呢，这个撒旦呢，他是这个在约翰福音第十六章第十一节呢，这里讲到说，撒旦呢，他是世界的王。在哥林多后书第四章第四节也讲到说，他是这世界的神。
I can really appreciate the idea of taking a stand in a battle rather than running here and there to attack the enemy.
我真的感悟到在战场上要站稳的这个脚步的这个重要，而不是随着这个世上的这个事我们攻击这边，我们攻击那边。
Many years ago, I heard someone speak of these type of spiritual battles. And he mentioned how important it was to stand still until God tells you where to move.
多年前呢，我听到了一个一篇关于属灵战争的这个讲道，这里他讲到说呢，是何等的重要呢？我们要 stand still， 我们要站稳了然后静静的等待上帝告诉我们下一步的行动。
He used 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9 to encourage others. Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are.
他引用了彼得前书第五章第八到九节，讲到说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心来抵挡他，因为你们在世上的众弟兄也经历过这样的苦难。
We must remember as Christians, Satan can't really harm us, but if we jump too quickly at his roar, we may hurt ourselves.
身为基督徒的我们必须要记住，撒旦魔鬼他是没有办法来伤害我们，但是呢，我们如果因着他的吼叫而来太快的就来采取行动，很可能我们就会伤害了我们自己。
And of course, overall, Satan's greatest strategy is to cause us to lose trust in God.
对这个撒旦魔鬼，他的最主要的攻击的策略就是呢，让我们来不相信这个上帝。
From the beginning of mankind, Satan tried to get Adam and Eve to question God's goodness, and he would like for us to think now God has left us alone to fight our own battles.
从人类一开始呢，这个撒旦魔鬼呢，就让了这个亚当跟夏娃呢，来对这个神的这个话语有了这个疑问，神的这个善意有了疑问呢。现在呢，他同样的也要我们来相信呢，在现代这个战争里头呢，神已经离开我们了，我们要自己来打这场战争了。
But many times God reminds us in His Word, "Do not fear, I'm with you always."
有在这个圣经神的话语里头，有多少次神一再的向我们来保证，他是永远永远都和我们在一起，要我们不要害怕。
So Paul also tells us here that our fighting or wrestling is against Satan and the demons.
保罗在这里也同时告诉我们，我们要征战的这个对象呢，是撒旦和这些魔鬼。
These demons are really fallen angels that followed Satan to become powers of this present darkness.
这些邪魔呢，是堕落的天使，他们跟随了这个撒旦，得到了这个黑暗的这个，从黑暗里头得到了这个撒旦的权势。
So knowing the source of attack in our spiritual battles is vital in knowing what to do first.
所以呢，知道哪些是刻意来攻击我们的，那对我们来是我们首先要做的。
There was a story from a mental hospital of a unique way to determine when their patients were ready to go back into the world.
接下来这个故事呢，是一个讲一个精神医院呢，他们有非常独特的方法呢，来决定一个病人是不是准备可以出院了。
They brought a patient into a room where a water faucet was left on so that the sink overflowed and water was pouring out all over the floor.
他们把这个病人呢带到了一间这个水龙头开着的这个房间里头呢，水都满从这个水池里头满出来，溢到地上，都是满了水的。
They then handed the patient a mop and told them to mop up the water.
然后呢，他们给这个病人呢，一个抹布，然后跟他们讲说呢，哎，把地上的这个水，擦干净。
If the patient had enough presence of mind to turn off the faucet before mopping up the water, they were ready to be released.
如果这个病人呢，在抹地之前呢，他就先去把水龙头的水关掉呢，那这个病人呢，就可以让他出院了。
But if the patient started mopping water while was still flowing, they kept the patient for more treatment.
但是如果这个病人呢，仍然只是去直接就照着命令去抹地，而让这个水继续在流的呢，那这个病人可能就要留在医院里面继续观察了。
It's so important to know who the enemy is, and to be reminded who the enemy is not, and people aren't the source of our battles.
这是非常非常重要的一件事情，我们要知道我们征战的对象是谁，我们的敌人是谁，而且我们要知道在我们现在这场战争上面，战场的上的这些士兵呢，不是我们的这个敌人。
We may see someone and say that person is so wicked and evil, they must be demon possessed.
我们当我们看到一些缺德或一些非常做事非常邪恶的人呢，我们会说他们的背后呢是有邪灵来控制的。
Okay, how did Jesus treat them? His desire was to see them free from the demons, and that should be our desire as well.
Okay.
Guess there's no other word.
那主耶稣基督是怎么样来治疗对待这些被鬼附的人呢？他要看到的是要让这些人得自由，不再受邪魔来控制，我们也该这么做的。
All people created in God's image are worthy of dignity and respect.
我们都是按照着神的这个形象所创造的，每一个人都应该是有尊严，值得尊敬的。
Now that doesn't mean their actions are, but as a person created in God's image, we should see the potential and even the worst of actors.
但是这并不表示他们所做出来的行为是值得尊敬的，而是当我们看每一个人呢，即使是最坏的一个人，我们都应该看他们是上帝的这个有上帝的这个形象，而我们应该来，他们都是能够被带回神的国度里头。
Even when your wellness is being attacked, your dreams are being attacked, your resources are being attacked, your future is being attacked, and you seem completely lost.
即使当你失去了健康，你的梦想破灭，你的这个资源用尽的时候，你的将来好像也非常的没有希望的时候，好像这个世界末日就要到来的时候。
God has set a place and plan, a place for you to know how you're going to make it through these attacks.
但是上帝已经有了一个计划要让我们知道怎么样能够来度过这些危难，这些攻击的事情。
So that brings me to the second question we want to answer, and that is, what do we have to make a stand in this battle?
所以第二个问题我想去来回答的就是我们来靠着什么能够来站稳在这个战场上来站稳的呢？
I'll start answering this question in the immediate context of these 11 verses in Ephesians, but then I want to move to the context of the rest of the Bible.
接下来我就会来回马上呢就用这个这十一节经节来里头呢来回答这个问题，然后接下来呢我会来 引申到这整个这个圣经。
First off, in verse 13, what is the time of evil when we're to resist the enemy?
我们首先呢，我们要知道，当我们来对抗这些敌人的时候呢，是在什么样的情况下来对抗这些恶魔呢？
It's any day when we're overwhelmed and our hopes seem to be growing dimmer.
那是在我们惊恐害怕的时候，那是在我们的希望快要破灭的时候。
We're going to have many battles, and we know that none of those battles can take away the true victory that we have in Christ.
在我们将会遇到很多的这个征战，但是我们要晓得，没有任何一个征战呢，能够把主耶稣已经战胜了这个恶魔的这个事实呢，能够磨去的。
So we want to make sure that after every battle in life, we're standing firm on that reality.
所以我们要确定我们在每一个战场，在我们生命里头每一个这个战场里头呢，我们都是站立得稳的。
Now, in the context of these verses 13 through 17, it speaks of using armor, which is largely compared to armor that was used at that time by the Roman soldiers.
在第13节到17节保罗所用讲到的这些军装呢，是引用当时罗马士兵身上所穿的这些军装来做一个比例的。
But at the same time, Paul wants to make it clear we're not to use the armor that is provided for man, but use the armor which God provides.
但是保罗同时呢，也讲得非常的清楚，我们基督徒所要穿上的这些军装呢，不是人所做的这个人手所做的这些军装，而是神上帝所提供的。
The first piece is a simple belt.That was used to keep armor in place and to support the sword.
第一件这个一个束腰带呢，那是让所有其他的武器呢，能够来归定位，而且来这个来放这个能够放这个宝剑的。
This belt is the belt of truth that holds the Christian's armor together and supports the sword of the Spirit.
这个腰带呢，这个真理的这个腰带呢，是把基督徒的这个装备呢来结合起来，而且能够来这个 support the word of sword.And 来支持这个圣灵的宝剑的。
From studying this part a little bit, and it may be hard to translate, it seems that the truth here is more of an attitude of truthfulness than a given truth. You might say it's the value you put on truth.
这里所讲的这个真理呢？也许不仅仅是指到某一条这个真理而已，应该也可以讲说是我们人对这个神所给予的这个真理的这个全貌。
Let me just add to that I think that value of truth is something that comes from God to our hearts.
在这里我想要强调的说，这个真理呢，是神放在我们心里面的那个真理。
The body armor that soldiers wore covered from the neck to the thighs, both front and back.
这个军装呢，是当时的这个士兵所穿的，来保护他们的身体，是从保护我们从脖子一直到这个大腿前后都有的这个军装。
The body armor of righteousness is what only God can give us in the righteousness of Christ.
这个正义的这个军装呢，是上帝给我们，是上帝在基督里的这个义呢，来赐给我们的这个军装。
In ancient warfare, to be sure-footed was one of the most important qualifications for a good soldier.
在古时的这个战争呢，要成为一个好士兵呢，你必须要有一双非常好的鞋，才能打战的。
Now God wants us to have shoes to hold our ground, but be prepared to swiftly proclaim the gospel of peace.
上帝呢，给我们希望我们有一双这个好鞋呢，所以我们能够站稳了我们的这个脚步，但同时呢，也让我们能够预备我们呢，能够迅速的来做这个福音的这个使者。
The Roman soldier's major shield was like a door. You could put your whole body behind, or in a sense of this example, it could be like putting your weight on something knowing that it would hold.
在这罗马士兵呢，他们的这个盾牌呢，就好像一扇门一样，让我们可以把整个身体都放在背后来保护我们。同时呢，也另外一个例子就是说，我们也知道呢，我们能够把这个盾牌呢，是能够来支撑着我们的这个体重的。
The Roman soldier's shield was made out of leather, and it was well soaked in water to be able to put out fiery arrows.
这罗马当军兵所用的这个盾牌呢，是皮革所制造的，而且是在这个水里头浸泡了相当长的一段时间呢，所以他们可以把这些当时火红的这个箭呢，能够把它扑灭的。
Now, fiery arrows of the devil might just be a thought that he tries to plant in your mind about a brother or sister that's not really on your side. Those fires need to be put out right away.
火红的箭呢，这个恶魔所用火红的箭呢，很可能只是一个想法，他要放在我们心中，让我们觉得我们的这个兄弟或者这个姐妹呢，他不是和我们站在同一边的，这样子的念头呢，我们要马上的来扑灭的。
The helmet is armor, not only protected the head, but it was typically ornamental, so the soldier could hold his head up with the confidence of the kingdom of Rome.
这个罗马士兵所头戴的这个头盔呢，不仅仅是要来保护他的头而已，而且它也是一种军人仪表的象征，来表示呢，他们对这个罗马帝国的这个是有信心的。
So it was, or so it is, with our helmet of salvation that we have the joy and confidence that our heavenly kingdom position is secure.
所以呢，对我们来讲，救恩的头盔呢，我们要非常喜乐、有自信的，我们来表明我们的这个上帝的这个国度呢，是稳固的。
A soldier would not fight well or stand firm without a hope of victory. And so it is with the Christian's hope of final salvation.
一个士兵呢，不能把仗打好的，如果他没有这个胜利的这个信念在他里面。所以同样的呢，一个基督徒呢，我们对我们最后的这个救赎的这个信念要是 不够强的话，那对我们也是很危险的。Now,
finally, some would say our only weapon of offense is our sword of the Spirit. But we must also remember the sword was there also to parry and deflect the attack of the enemy.
最后呢，我们经常会讲的，在这个圣灵的宝剑呢，好像是我们唯一的可以攻击的这个武器。但是我们必须要记得呢，这个宝剑呢，在手里的宝剑呢，也同时是用来这个招架跟拨开敌人攻击的一些这个武器的。
This is the same sword in Luke 4 that Jesus met the tempter with in the wilderness, which is the Word of God.
这也和这个路加福音第四章所讲到，当耶稣被在这个旷野备受试探的时候，这里所讲的这个武器呢，是神的话语，是同意的。
Remember I said earlier, I also want to compare putting the armor on in the context of the rest of the Bible.
之前还记得吗？之前我讲到说，我要把这个穿上军装这回事呢，和这个圣经来结合起来的。
I firmly believe that Jesus Christ is the main character of the Bible from cover to cover.
我坚定的相信呢，从圣经的这个整本的这个圣经呢，都讲到主耶稣基督呢是整本圣经的这个主要的这个人物。
So in case you don't remember all of these metaphors of pieces of armor, let me quickly take you through something that shows actually Jesus is the real equivalent to each piece of armor of God.
如果说你没有办法记得没有办法马上记得我刚刚讲过的所有这个所讲的这些军装呢大家只要记得一件事情就是主耶稣基督呢就是这个上帝的这些每一个所示的每一个军装。
And in that overall context, if you put on Jesus, you have put on the full armor of God.
换句话说呢如果你披戴了这个主耶稣基督呢你就是穿上了上帝所示的所有的这个全副军装。
John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the belt of truth.
就像在约翰福音14:6这边主耶稣讲到说我就是道路真理生命所以呢他就是那真理的这个腰带。
In 1 Corinthians 1:30 about God, it is because of him that you are in Jesus Christ, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
在哥林多前书1:30，保罗这么说道，因着神，我们得以在耶稣基督里，神使耶稣基督成了我们的智慧，也就是他就是我们的正义、圣洁和救赎。
So Jesus is our full body armor of righteousness.
所以主耶稣基督呢，就是我们身章正义的全副军装。
John 14:27, Jesus said, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid.
在约翰福音14:27，主耶稣这么说道，我把平安留给你们，把我的平安赐给你们，我赐给你们的平安是世人不能给的，你们不要忧愁，也不要害怕。
So Jesus is our shoes that give us firm footing to move forward the gospel of peace.
主耶稣基督是我们鞋要赐给我们站稳的这个基础，所以我们可以来把这个平安的福音来传播。
Hebrews 12:2 tells us, look unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
在希伯来书12:2告诉我们，我们要仰望主耶稣基督，因为他是那信心创始成终的那一位。
So Jesus is our shield of faith as author and perfecter of that faith.
所以主耶稣是我们信心的这个盾牌，因为他是那位创始成终的那位。
Of course, Scripture is clear that Jesus is the helmet of salvation, as we see in Hebrews 5:9. Once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who will obey him.
在这个圣经里头，很清楚的讲到，主耶稣就是我们救赎的头盔。他在这个第五章第九节，在希伯来书第五章第九节这边讲到说，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。
John 1:1, one of my favorites, says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In fact, Jesus is the living God, which is the sword of the Spirit."
在约翰福音第一章第一节这么说到，这也是我最喜欢的一段的这个经文。太初有道。道与神同在，道就是神。事实上呢，主耶稣基督他就是那生命的道，他就是那圣灵的宝剑。
So in summary, when you put on Christ, you can stand firm with the full armor of God.
总而言之呢，当你穿上了披戴了主耶稣基督呢，你就可以就是说你穿上了上帝所赐的全副军装，你就可以站立得稳了。
The good news is many of us have already done that, and can maybe just be reminded of that today. That's where our security is.
这好消息就是呢，我们在座的每一个人，大家呢，我们都已经是在其中了。那我今天就是要再一次的让大家确切的相信我们已经拥有了。
Galatians 3:27 tells us, "All who have been united in Christ in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes, or in this case, like putting on armor."
在加拉太书第三章第二七节告诉我们说，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。所以呢，换句话说呢，我们也这也就是所讲的，我们穿上了上帝所赐的全副军装。
So last but not least, our final question to be answered is, what is the point of this battle, and what do I want to come out of it for good?
最后一个要等待着回答的一个问题就是说呢，这场战争的目的是为什么？我们从这场战争里头，我们能够得到能够来学到什么益处吗？
Paul reminds us the same final point that Luke did in 18:1. One day Jesus said to his disciples and told them a story that they should always pray and never give up.
保罗呢提醒了我们这个最后一个很这个重要的问题，就像在路加福音路加这个所做的。在路加福音第十八章第一节这边所讲的一样，耶稣又设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
The armor pieces of God that He's given us for our battles are spiritual because they're in Christ and they're rooted in prayer.
这上帝赐给我们这个军装呢，是要我们在耶稣基督里面呢扎根于祷告这个上面。
Since we put on Jesus, we must also continue to stay connected to Him, and that is done in prayer.
因为当我们穿上了、披戴了这个耶稣基督之后呢，我们必须要一直持续的和主耶稣有连接。那这是这个连接呢，也就是靠着这个祷告。
John 15:5, Jesus said, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing."
在约翰福音十五章第五节，耶稣这么说道，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。在我里面的 你们在我里面，我也在你里面，你们就会多结果子，因为离了我，你们什么也不能做。
Many places in the Bible were encouraged to pray for the world and unbelievers, but here our prayers are specifically for the saints and the gospel to go out, which is for unbelievers.
很多在圣经里头，很多的地方要我们来为这个世界和为这个还未相信的人来祈求，但是在这里呢，保罗特别的指出，我们要为这些圣徒。和这个福音的传播来祷告。
It's been said by the mental doctors during the Spanish War that so many people suffered from the fears and uncertainties for their life.
从一个曾经在这个西班牙战争的一个精神科的这个医生，他所说的一段的这个回忆呢，他讲到说呢，在当时呢，有非常多的人因为害怕。和对这个生命的这个不肯定呢，他们产生了这个很大的这个忧郁症了。
However, as they begin to pray for others, they begin to cure themselves from these anxieties.
但是呢，当他们开始为别人来祷告的时候呢，那很奇妙的呢，他们这些忧虑就消失了。
It can be said that no one can use the sword of the Spirit rightly without praying in the Spirit.
没有一个人能不经由向圣灵的这个借由圣灵的这个祷告呢而能够来挥舞这个圣灵的这个宝剑。
So pray not to just have a conversation.But we're called to pray in the Spirit.
祷告呢，不仅仅只是一个和神的一个对话而已，而我们呢，基督徒呢，是被奉召在灵里面来向这个上帝祷告的。
1 Corinthians 2:11, No one can know a person's thought except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit.
在哥林多前书第二章十一节这边讲到说，除了在人里头的这个灵，谁知道人的事呢？像这样，除了上帝的灵，也没有人知道上帝的事。
Therefore, we as a church must take responsibility to cry out to God and to pray to Him through the Spirit. Pray with the Spirit of the Lord.
因此呢，我们成为教会的这个一员呢。我们必须要，我们就要负起这个责任，来向上帝呼求，来经由这个圣灵呢，我们来呼求他。那也就是呢，向这个和上帝的灵一起来祷告。
So here we see, as with Paul, he does not desire prayers on behalf of his life and comfort, but on the gospel's sake. Prayers, the point.And spread of the gospel is what we want to see come out of it.
像在这里呢，保罗他的祈求呢，不是要我们来为他的这个生活的这个舒适来祈求，而是为了福音的缘故。那我们最大的这个现在要这个关心的这个要祷告的呢，也就是福音能够来继续的这个传播。
Our greatest prayer concern now and always should be for the gospel to go forward with the power to save.
就像刚刚所讲的，我们最大的这个要祈求祷告的呢，就是福音能够来继续的来传播。
In conclusion, we do have spiritual battles ahead, but if we put on Christ, we have the armor we need to take a firm stand against the dark powers of the world.
让我做一个总结呢，我们的确是有一个属灵的征战在当中，那我们要披上这个主耶稣基督呢，那我们就有了这个军装，所以我们能够在这个战场上能够站立得稳，和这个黑暗的这个势力来对抗。
You might even also say we can take our most firm stand on our knees.In prayer.
你也可以这么讲说，我们 最好这个最让我们能够站立着稳的呢，让我们能够最稳固的呢，也就是屈我们的膝呢，在神面前来祷告。
Romans 5:3 reminds us, in the end, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance.
在罗马书五章第三节，保罗这样子提醒了我们。不但如此呢，就是在患难中，我们也要欢喜快乐的，因为知道患难会生忍耐。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we can be so thankful that we have your word. You revealed to us all that you want to bless us with. And then you remind us how you have blessed us. You have given us so much in the person of Christ. We can put Christ on. We can be protected in battle. We can stand firm because of who he is and what he's done for us. Pray that we don't rely on our own selves, our own strength, but we clearly look to you, and we do that in prayer. We pray not only for ourselves, but pray for each other. Pray for our brothers and sisters, that as they go through hard times, they will be able to stand firm against whatever battles lie ahead. We just thank you that you have already won the war. You already have the victory against the enemy. But we're just waiting to fully receive all that you have for us. And as we do, as we go through this world, help us to stand together in all of these things as your children. And give you thanks for putting us in this family and giving us Christ as our head of the family.
Thank you.
Give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.